This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Today is actually the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know when this is going up. So this is going up
Thursday.
This
is going up Thursday. So this will be going up the day after Day.
So it's the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, welcome
Day.
To the day after Valentine's Day. I hope you did something romantic.
Or at least sexy.
After our, we just got done cleaning off about 5 inches of snow, really heavy,
five or six,
snow.
Yeah.
Both of us, our backs hurt, so I guarantee you. Yeah. No romance tonight.
We're medicating.
Yeah. And that is Knob Creek.
Oh, I was going to ask you.
And you're doing your typical rum and coke?
Yeah, I'm. You know, I have my seasons.
Yeah. Someone took a shit on my glasses, apparently.
Well, I got to stop putting your face under someone's butt.
Well, ever since your ass-eating episode, I just, whole new look at...
Oh, come
new
on.
Fetish.
That was fun. That was fun.
For you, was, right? I mean, I wasn't expecting fun, and I'm not disappointed. It's a visual that I find alluring.
You're like trying to scratch your eyes out.
I just, you know, it's, you know.
Yeah, you know, we've been through this before. Yeah. Stop it. Yeah. You know, get a guy up with his ass in the air. It's just not
attractive to me. That's all I'm speaking for. I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for me. All right. Just something about a guy's ass in the air. Just like, I want to kick it, not kiss it. You know? But anyway, that's me.
You're an odd duck.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it. I'm fine swimming in my own pond.
There you go. You're in a pond all by yourself.
It's probably a better place that way. Less likely get in a fight. So, want to, again, reach out. Let you all know. If you want to reach out to us, reach out to us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And then also, if you want to see what Donna is doing and who she's doing.
It's a hotwifedonnalynn.com, and that's the links to all the platforms I'm on. I'm always uploading stuff.
And, so. the podcast.
And the podcast, too. Let's not forget about the podcast.
And don't forget to check out Spunk Lube if you're in need for a personal lubricant. It's a great lube, non-sticky. And if you go there and buy their products, in the discount code, type in hotwife, all one word, you'll get a 10% discount.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's a great product. We stand behind it 110%. So, also, don't forget, check out the magazine I put together every month called 50shadesofpleasure.com. That's F-I-F-T-Y, not the number, not 50, just F-I-F-T-Y.
Wait, you have to spell it out.
Yep. Check it out. It's free. There's nothing that's going to ask you for money or anything else, so... it's a lot of work, and I appreciate if you tell me what you think of it. So, found a great topic for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Please, indulge us.
This is almost a PSA.
Oh, okay. Almost. All okay. Right.
So I have it. I haven't shown you the list. I told you what it was.
Yeah, you told me
what it was. But I have not shown you the list, so you're not aware of it. So I'm going to see if you can pick them out.
Okay.
Or add to it. I can add to it. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, I can add to it. So this is the 10 things you should never say to a naked man.
The first one I could think of, though, is it cold out? You look cold.
Is that all you brought?
So you went swimming? Oh, yes. It's the shrinkage, isn't it?
Let's see.
No.
That's not on the list?
No. There's one on here that I had to read their little story on it.
Oh, boy.
To see what it was, and I don't think it applies. So, nope, that's not one of them.
That's not one of them.
No, it's not one of them. So, should we do it like you guess one, and if you get it, great. If you don't, I read one?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. So, pick a number between 1 and 10.
Five.
Can you try doing this thing that some other guy did to me?
I don't think you want to say that to a guy dressed or naked.
Well, yeah, some of these you just don't want to say to a guy, period.
You just don't want to say.
Okay,
that's
but they
like
just
rude.
Use a naked guy. So,
yeah.
It might not, you know, again, in the swinging world, it's not such a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal
But
at
I
all.
Think in a typical vanilla world, sitting there going, you know, you're already telling this guy, I don't think you have what it takes, so you could try doing this.
Yeah, this other guy did it, and it was really good, so why don't you try it? See, in the swinging world, you know, people are swapping, like, you know, techniques, especially with when you're doing oral.
Well, I'm taking notes, usually.
Yeah, I see you got your pen out.
Yeah,
I got my pen out. Steve was saying, you know, about your oral prowess, I'm like, you know, what do you do different? And they're trying to, like, nail down, like, the technique and this or that. So you don't know what
I
you
don't
do.
I don't have anything to teach.
But guys, you know,
go ahead.
They swap. They swap techniques. They, you know, figure out, you know, different things. I think they share topics. They share things that are, you know, I don't think vanilla people would share when it comes to sex. You know, I think they're much more open to sharing their exploits.
Well, isn't it bad enough we're sharing our partners?
Well, maybe.
Do you really want to? I almost think inside the swinger world, not sharing your techniques or whatever kind of helps you become a special individual inside the swinging world. You know, it's like, let's pick the NFL for lack of a better
analogy.
A sports team. Okay, fuck the NFL with their anti-American shit. My opinion, that's all, is, you know, that you want to be one of the outstanding players.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so if you're doing something like, okay, we'll use my oral prowess, right. Apparently, that, like, when we go to the parties, I'm known for that.
Right.
You know, but women get in line, as strange as that fuck it is.
Well, here's the thing. Well, I'm just using that as an example, is that even if they know your technique, the fact that...
Reproducing it's a different story.
Yeah, I have tried. I know your technique. I know what you do. I can't get my fingers doing that and the tongue and the fingers and the tongue and the
pat
swirling.
My head, rub my belly.
Yeah, I get fatigued. My neck gets sore. It's like, how do you do that for hours? my neck hurts just thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I pull it off. Lots of practice.
At least in the swinging world, you can talk to people about those things. Solu. Mm-hmm. Cilantro. Mm-hmm. Or in my world, cilantro.
Yeah. Okay, so I can't breathe while I'm swallowing. I have to stop doing that. Okay, so what's another thing you wouldn't say to a man? Let's put that way. 10 things you wouldn't say to a man before sex. How's that?
Oh, before sex.
Or during sex, some of these.
Definitely. Can you put that in another hole?
No, that's definitely not on the list. I don't even have to read through it. No.
Or I don't think my mouth is going to fit around that.
Nope, that's not it. No, that you can say. That would be a positive.
That would be a positive.
Yeah, some woman says, I'm not going to be able to fit that in my mouth. Yeah, fucking right, bitch.
Yeah, right.
No, I'll never say those words. You know, I'm going to be saying more like, I hope it doesn't get stuck between your teeth.
I was just thinking that. Can I floss with that?
Yeah, there's one you don't want to say. Okay, so since you didn't get that right, pick another number between 1 and 10.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Why are guys so hairy?
But not all guys are hairy.
Well, I guess you're implying here, it says a guy already knows
he's hairy.
You don't need to tell him He knows exactly how his body is. You know, it's kind of like, oh, good. Hey, you're a gorilla.
Well, with how many hairy guys have I really been with? Not that many. I mean, some have hair, but I'm not going to say they're hairy.
Again, it doesn't necessarily have to be crotch. It could just be like back hair, chest hair. I mean, you've had a couple guys who've shaved their backs and chest, too.
Oh, that's true.
That's just uncomfortable there. You know?
Yeah.
When that shit grows in, oh, man, you got to be like fidgeting. And how do you shave your own back?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a whole other show.
I think that's definitely a whole other show. I think waxing probably would be better.
What do you do, just pour a candle over your back?
No, you have to go and have it done professionally. Because it takes longer to grow in, so I've heard. I would, you know, cut to the chase. Just do electrolysis.
Way my back feels right now, I would just like the hot wax on my back. Like, yes.
Hot wax. You know, if I have a hairy back, who the fuck's back there?
Yeah.
You're not having sex with my back. You're not fucking my back.
If you're eating someone's ass.
See, that's different.
Can I get my rectum waxed, please?
What were we watching on YouTube? The haircuts, those awful haircuts. Yeah. And one guy's like, up on his knees and his butt, his pants are pulled down, they're shaving his ass. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it was wrong.
See, once you start shaving, my mother told me this. Thanks, Mom. Once you start shaving and then that hair starts to grow back, it does. It grows back.
Should I shave the top of my fucking head then?
Yeah, it probably would grow back thicker and more coarse.
I don't think so.
My legs sure did. It's like, thanks, Mom. She's like, I told you not to start shaving. Mm-hmm. I told you. And but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a neighbor. I remember hearing this young, and it didn't mean anything to me then, but I appreciate it now. Back in the day, when you had kids, you know, women didn't shave back in the 70s, 60s, whatever.
Yeah, back, no.
So they would shave you, though, when you were getting ready to give birth.
Right.
And they shaved her for her first child, and the hair never grew back.
Oh, lucky bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? It never grew back.
Apparently. I can't verify nor deny this claim.
Wow. Can you imagine?
I always had a little crush on her, though.
Yeah, but you know, if they didn't grow back, she's got a really smooth pussy.
Potentially,
yeah.
Potentially, I don't know. I do like smooth, soft pussies. Like that woman at the party, man.
That was the most smoothest
pussy I've ever put my mouth on.
That's so nice.
Oh, my God. It was like... See, like eating a marshmallow, a fresh marshmallow, not like the ones that have been around for a while.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, I mean,
soft, fresh.
It almost had that little powdery and just kind of.
Oh, nice.
It was good. It was good.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, try to guess another one. I can't stand.
Is this condom going to fit?
No, that's not in here.
I've never said that to anyone. Although, maybe I have. Some of them are just—they're so tight. I don't know how you get them on a dick anyway. Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So you missed that one. Let's try. See. Let me make sure.
I don't know what would I not say to a naked guy? Hey, want to have some ice cream?
You don't say something before sex. How's that?
Okay. How about some mouthwash?
Yeah, that's something. That's another one. Yeah.
Hey, want a piece of gum?
Yeah. Mint? Okay, so pick a number between 1 and 10 that you haven't picked.
Okay. 6.
6.
Yeah.
Okay, this one needs a little reading.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. No, we got to get to it anyway. I need to tell you something very important is the title, is what you say, I guess. It says, the statement sounds very bad to the naked man. Why would you want to have news to the man that's already naked? Can it wait? You know, I mean, again, it's like, I guess it could be like, well, I got to tell you before we do this that you're going to need to see a doctor afterwards.
That's what I was thinking.
Your peeing is going to burn maybe a little for a little bit. It'll clear up with shots. Don't worry about it, you know.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you something very important. There must be a better way to phrase it if it's something like, hey, you know, I really enjoy anal. That might be important. That's important.
Well, there's a question. I'm not sure if we know the answer. But, okay, so if a woman or man has an STI now.
Okay, it's an STD. All right.
Whatever. Tomato, tomato. Does it make a difference whether it's vaginal or anal?
I guess it does.
Fluids are still exchanging, right?
Right.
Because even the anus lubes up in its own way.
It sure does.
So
I can attest to
that. I would have guessed you could still get, I mean, AIDS.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely transmitted. It's
transmitted anally.
Sure.
You know.
So, yeah.
There's no safe road if you have any of those STID-5-7-LGB-15-whatever.
I don't.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah,
that topic for another show.
That's probably not something you want to tell somebody. I have something important to tell you.
Yeah. Just as I get naked, before we do this, I gotta tell you something. I still have a penis.
That definitely would not.
Yeah, that should have happened way before the naked part, before kissing, before like.
Right.
You know, yeah. Okay. Do you want to guess another one, or should I just go through the list?
Oh God. Do you think the ceiling is a good color white, or should we paint
it
beige?
You're close. You're really close. How about this one?
Okay.
I'll give you credit for that one.
Okay, give me credit. Oh, I got one. Woo-hoo. Well,
I'll give you credit. It's close.
Okay, I got partial credit. Like, what's that?
This apartment's really dirty. I need to clean it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I know we're about to fuck, but I'd really rather clean your apartment.
Well, who's saying that? The woman or the man?
This is what the woman would say to the man.
Is she at his place, or is he coming to her place?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. If the woman or man,
right.
You know, depending on your relationship,
right,
would rather clean,
well, not
whether it's their apartment or your apartment or house, it kind of tells you something wrong, maybe. You know, and again, you're not specifying, like, okay, that's dick's too small or whatever. But all of a sudden you see them naked, and maybe you didn't realize they were fat or too skinny or whatever. That you're sitting there, like, you're talking about, hey, you know, it looks like we need to paint the ceiling, you know. Same kind of thing.
It is the same kind of thing.
You know, well, it's like, maybe, wow, how about we clean first?
You know, cleanliness is next
that.
To sexiness.
Sexiness?
Yeah, uh-huh. I made a new one.
So here would be my answer.
If your house
is clean.
Well,
turn the fucking lights out. You won't see the filth. Now, unless you have shit piling up on the fucking bed, that's a different
thing. See, do I really? Here's my thing.
Oh, boy.
If I go into, like, a man's bedroom and there's dirty stuff all over the place,
yeah.
And the sheets are gross, it's like, do I really want to have sex with
no.
him?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
I agree with that.
No, I don't. No. When we have playmates over, I make sure I put down a clean drop sheet. Cloth. Yeah.
And then when you guys are done, we change the sheets again. Yeah, I ain't sleeping on.
Cloth.
I'm
not saying we change all the sheets. I'm saying we put a cover down and that catches all the, you know, the fun. It catches all the fun.
Okay. All right. Can you come up with another one?
Oh, okay. Something you don't want to say to a naked man just before you have sex. I feel like I'm on a Family Feud, you know?
Like, dun, dun, dun,
no, no,
dun,
that's dun, that's dun, Jeopardy. Dun.
That's the only theme song I got to
Oh, shit. did you ever get constipated?
Constipation? That's a real out of the ballpark question. Well, that's like,
what do you do for constipation?
Like, what do you do for a job?
No, it's like,
what are you planning on doing? Are you back to eating his ass, or what are we talking about here?
Well, let's say you're starting to get romantic. It's like, you know.
Did I tell you about my friend?
He's constipated. No. No, or any kind of like bodily things going on. No, not even close, huh?
How about one of the most obvious ones, okay? This is number one.
Okay, number one on the list.
When are you going to get hard?
Oh,
that's the most blatantly obvious one you don't want to say to a guy.
Yeah, I would never even.
Well, just, yeah, that's what
I might
that's
think
the topic
about
is,
it, but
things you should never say. You know, that just, you know.
Well, you can word it differently, I think, right? You don't say when you're going to get hard.
Time's a ticking. How about you get your dick going? You
know? Hey, do you need a little blue pill? Yeah.
How about three?
Are you a little bit nervous? you know?
So are is you, it cold in here?
Well, see, that was the first one I said about the shrinkage and the small, you know.
Are you afraid?
Is something on your mind? Are you distracted that you can't get a hard on?
Okay. Do you want to take a guess at another one now?
I guess one thing you don't want to say to a naked man is like, so how many kids do you have?
Well, I'll give you credit for that one. I'll give you credit for that one. Please tell me about your ex.
Oh, please tell me about your ex.
Right, okay. Before sex? Why would you want to hear about their ex?
No, you don't want to.
So I'll give you credit for that one. As a,
I'm doing very poorly here.
Yeah, not doing bad. Not doing bad.
Oh, pretty poorly. I'm getting.
You got two out of, see, you've guessed two.
Yeah, I've partialed on the two.
You're three out of six. You're 50%.
I guess.
Yeah, two out of six. Sorry. That's so you're a third.
So it's not so good.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Yeah, why would you even broach that subject at that juncture? That very, very delicate, important juncture. You know, everything's all going. You're kissing. It's like, so tell me, why did you leave your ex-wife? You know, you just don't do that.
So, yeah, you don't think you'd want to bring up your ex and or their ex in any shape or form.
Or your
because
ex.
You bring up the ex, that could take you back to the when are you going to get hard thing.
Boy, yeah.
That could be a linked category.
It could be very linked.
You know, if you said to me in the middle of sex, like,
oh,
well, did you tell me about your ex. Yeah. It's like, well, right, we're back down to when you're going to get hard. And there's also another topic here that would also have something to do with is when you're going to get off.
Oh,
well, you bring up my ex.
It's never
the erection
happened.
And getting off are both greatly delayed.
Greatly delayed.
So, yeah, that's the other one is when you're going to get off. Now, I have been told that by you. Because I'm not a fast.
No, you're not fast.
What was that?
I don't know. Hmm. There's a lot of people that aren't fast, but you try to mix it up. You try, you know, it's really hard doing oral and talking dirty. I know you love the dirty talk, but it's really hard to do that.
I understand.
When you have a dick in your mouth. I don't know why, but it is. I'm always afraid if I...
Not like your mouth's full.
I didn't say that.
But you didn't say it either.
I did not say that. I have to make sure that how I enunciate.
Oh, my, enunciate, my okay.
Chomping down on something.
I don't care what nationality you are.
See, I come in like 2 minutes. I can just get right into my game.
Well, with me.
With me, yeah, with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. With other guys, it takes me a little longer because they don't know, they don't have your technique, all right? They just don't have your technique. I have to school them. I have to show them or tell them or instruct them like things that I need. And with you, I don't have to do that. I get right into my game and I'm good. And boom, 2 minutes later, I'm done. I'm like, now I'm a waste.
Okay. So now this other one is kind of, I guess, more like if you're in a relationship, not like you met someone at the bar.
Right.
Like some of these other ones are pretty brutal if you met someone at the bar and you go home with them.
Oh, okay.
You know, you don't want to go to someone's stranger house. Like, well, why don't we clean your house? You know, that kind of ruins it, you know. But this one is more like if you're in a relationship.
Okay.
Even just dating. Okay, not necessarily married or long term.
Right.
You know, so it's, are you in love with me?
Oh, I don't think I'd ever. Yeah. In the swinging world, I would never say that.
There are women who need that vote of confidence. And I'm sure there's men too. I'm not singling women out. That they want to think that, you know, you can't have sex with me unless you love me.
See, being in the...
Yeah. Well, again, this is not necessarily geared at swingers. This is just
a
general sexual question.
We would never... Those are words that probably we never uttered in a swinger party, ever.
Well, in a swinger sense, the question would be if you asked that for whatever stupid reason, and if they said, oh, yes, then it's like, no, dude, we're not doing this.
Oh,
I already got a relationship. I don't,
Exactly. No. Exactly. The L word should never be uttered to anybody but your significant other.
Yeah. And
keep the L word out. It's like taboo.
But someone who's having sex with someone that is not in the lifestyle, is fairly, like, you know, it's they met at the bar and they're they're someplace getting ready to fuck.
Right.
You know, backseat of a car or a hotel.
Oh, see,
or
that's something. That just says love all over it. Backseat.
Well, there are women that would, or and men, there are people, let me reword it that way. There are people that they think if they're giving it up, you better be in love with them. There are a lot of psycho people in this world. We've seen it.
Well, I understand that they might have a certain standard before they relinquish that part of themselves to somebody else. So they want to make sure that, hey, I'm not a doormat. I'm not going to give it away to everybody.
You're not talking about yourself, right?
Hell no. I mean,
Yeah, okay.
That's different. Yeah, but, style. I mean, they have pretty much. I'm fine with that. But, I mean, there's other people that they don't want to that's precious to them. They don't want to relinquish that to somebody who's not worthy of it.
Yeah. I'm not condemning them.
I'm not condemning it at all. I mean, I get it. I get it. But that's, you should have figured that out long before the dick came out.
Mm-hmm. Before the guy got naked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you want to take a stab at another guess?
So when I think about the back seat of the
car. There's only two left. So.
Okay. God, I don't know. There's few things I say like that to a naked man, so I don't have to. Give me a clue here. I don't know.
Technology.
Oh, look at the time.
Close.
Oh, we have to answer this text.
Can I take this call?
Sorry,
I'm going to take this call.
Well, if it's a work-related thing, you might have to.
But it's still not something. If you're getting all hot and bothered and all of a sudden, you know, you got this guy stripped down, ready to go.
Right.
And let's say you pull his pants down and you're like,
I
got to take this call. How about if your phone didn't even ring? I have it on silent.
But the phone actually rang, and they have a job thing. They're covering up. They don't want people, you know, maybe they're cheating on their husband. They don't want their husband to know. If they answer, then it arouses less suspicion than if they don't. You got to think like
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
I don't
just
know.
Just tell whoever, I was in the bathroom, I'm sorry.
Well, that's a good one for an hour and a half.
Well, it depends.
You didn't check the phone. I didn't know.
Okay. The last one, rightfully so.
Oh, here's one. Can you turn the volume up? I can't see the show. You're blocking the TV. Can you put your head down? This is a good part.
That's one. That's potential.
Put your head down. I can't see the show.
But their number 10 is, I don't feel like doing it anymore.
Oh, ow.
Yeah, I've lost the mood, kind of a statement.
I've lost the mood.
Yeah, you see him naked, you go, yeah, I'm not feeling it now.
That has happened to me. Actually, I was with a guy. I was in college, and we were messing around all hot and bothered, you know, on the college campus, and then we decided to get a room. By the time, it was like, you know, a day later, whatever. It was a significant amount of time later. By the time we both got to the the no-tell motel, and started messing around. He goes, yeah, I'm just not into this now. I'm like, neither am I. I'm like, what are we doing here? And he's like, I don't know. It seemed like a cool thing when we were like messing around. It was exciting, you know, when we were on campus. But now it's like.
While the iron was hot.
Or the iron was hot. But now it's like cooled down. Both of us are like, thank you. I don't think we ever did anything. I think we like tried to. And he
shook hands, parted friends.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like really where both of us were like, yeah, it's like the magic wasn't there. The excitement. It was weird. And, you know, he bought a, you know, hotel room and motel room and everything. So kind of sucked. Sucked for both of us. Wow. So, yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. Well, how about other ones like, again, this is on the list. The list is done now. It's like, obviously you don't know how to measure.
Oh, man.
Were you talking metric or imperial?
Imperial, yeah. Yeah, guys are always like, yeah, see, I got 10 inches here, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I don't care one way or the other, but I don't think that's 10 inches.
Well, we could come up with a list. I didn't see one on the when I was hunting, but a list of 10 things you shouldn't say to a naked woman.
Oh.
you know, right off the bat, you know, smells come into the,
you know, it's like, oh my God. Do you have an air freshener here?
Are we near the ocean?
Oh, that's terrible. Do I need to strap a board to my ass first?
Does that thing have teeth?
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, my God.
So when was the last time you trimmed?
Oh, I was just thinking that. I was like, do I need to bring out the weed whacker? Oh, man, that's just so wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, it can be brutal, but, and I actually think, well, I actually think guys would be more likely to say something wrong to a woman than a woman to a man.
Oh,
I think women will just bite their lip and then save it and tell their girlfriends about it than a man.
No.
I think a man might, like, oh my God, that's,
well, he,
like, really?
A guy will be like, I'll fuck that. I don't care. I guess. Yeah, they're, I'll just keep my mouth. I'll just keep my nose up.
Well, here's the difference.
My dick can't smell. But
here's
the
difference. I might argue that point is a guy, you know, has to be turned on, have an erection.
Right, exactly. He's got to be.
Where a woman just like, okay.
I just lay here.
Spit on my hand, put that in my twat, and let him fuck me, get it over with, and we're done.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to perform, so to speak.
Exactly.
You know,
we just
a man has to be able to keep an erection.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I have known guys that will just like they'll fuck the crap. Don't
get me wrong. There's guys that
yeah
you know, they can just maintain it no matter what. The wind blows and they're hard. You know, mm-hmm. So but you know it's I don't know. But yeah, just interesting things like what you know. It's like no, things you don't want to say.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, aren't there? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
I'm trying to think if I had said anything like that to somebody. Oh, there was a guy that I was with, and the biggest turnoff, it was really something stupid. Like, we're messing around. He's a good-looking guy, but he had this thing with his hair.
His hair?
Mm-hmm, on his head.
Okay.
Hair on his head. Because he were, like, messing around. He said, don't touch the hair. Don't touch the hair. That was, like, the
was
biggest.
Was it a toupee?
I don't know. I couldn't get close enough to find out. It was like, you know, you don't mess with the hair. You don't mess with the hair. I'm like, and he had it like sprayed and it was hard. And I'm like.
Like a fucking helmet.
Like a helmet. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck's going on with this fucking hair thing? It was almost like, it was, first of all, a big turnoff. Number two, I spent more time thinking like, what the fuck is wrong with your hair that I can't touch
Turned
it?
His head so fast, his hair stayed in the same direction.
Yeah. So I have a funny feeling it was a toupee.
Yeah, probably.
I have a funny feeling that's what it was, man. And he was a good looking guy. He probably didn't even need hair, but this is back in the
70s.
Yeah.
When hair was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hair is the word, is the word.
Long, beautiful hair. Yeah. That was definitely it.
Yeah, now it's shave it.
Shave it. You have a perfectly great head of hair, and they're like, no, shave it.
Well, most of the time, guys who shave their head have receding hairlines.
Yeah,
and
so
stuff.
It's like, oh, that's already, let's go
and
with the flow.
You got the guys who put their long hair in man buns, or as I call them, blowjob knobs.
Blowjob knobs.
You know, so when the guy's sucking your dick, you can hold that and fucking, you know.
Well, that's what I do when I'm going to be getting, like, have a vigorous. You know, suck a guy's dick vigorously. I don't want to use the word face fuck, but, you know, I put my hair in a ponytail just for that reason, just so you can give him something to hold on to.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm glad I, one, don't suck dick. Two, don't have long hair.
There you go. You can't have a blowjob knob.
Or give blowjobs.
There you go.
I'm fine with both.
Both.
Win-win, my book. All right, well, that killed that topic. I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's a little scary, though. I can't believe people actually said those things to them.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. People can be ruthless. Yeah.
Yeah, if you get into a situation and all of a sudden you change your mind, how do you back out of it?
Yeah. Just like, that's kind of, yeah. Just like
oh, I got to take this call. I got to go to work.
I hear my mom calling me. You know,
I'm sorry. Work just called. I gotta go.
Yeah, phone didn't ring. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
In my head. So yeah, it's you know, those things happen.
Oh, man. I'm so glad we're not in that world. I'm so glad we're not in that world. That's so many things we've jumped through, and, you know.
Well, in turn, so, like, when you're at a swinger party, as an example, and I don't think we've really had the situation, but let's do a hypothetical.
Okay,
hypothetical. So, at the party, let's pretend there is one individual that is attracted to you and is kind of, like, talking and hints that he wants to spend time with you.
There is one.
Okay, whatever.
We're not going to. Lady with the smooth pussy, her husband.
Yeah. So, you know, how do you politely say not really interested?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. In a nice way. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's, you know, do you feel pressured to, okay, we'll play? Or just like, you sit there and go, you know what? I got some, I'll get to you. And then just like, come over to me. We have to go.
We have to go. No, I'll give him a shot to see, you know, because sometimes.
What if it's. Okay, what if you gave him a shot and there's next time he wants to and you're like, oh, yeah, no.
Because sometimes, you know, you don't.
How do you politely.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
How do you politely say to someone, you know, no?
Yeah, that's. No does mean no in those circumstances. So, but how do you say it politely? And,
you know, at a club where you don't know somebody, that's probably a different thing. You can sit there and go, thank you. I'm waiting to play with so and so.
Right, right.
And you can use that, I guess, at a regular house party. You know what? I promised XYZ I'm going to play with them. And then maybe when I get done with them, I'll see if I can find you, see how I feel.
That might be a way to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I mean any way to gracefully and tactfully get out of a situation that you're just, you know.
Or just let loose a fart.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, you want to mess around? Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I had Mexican before I got here. Good thing I could trust that one. I can't promise the next one.
That's true. Let's wrap this up before it goes really real down into south. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you all for listening. If you have things you want to add to that topic tonight, email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Love to hear them. So I will talk to you later.
Okay, everybody. Have a great night.